Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You decide.
2020.
The results are in from the New Hampshire primary yesterday. Dan Palazzolo is a University of Richmond professor of political science and joins us this morning. So what do you think? Are you surprised at these numbers? I mean, with Bernie Sanders coming in first and Mayor Pete at number two?
Well, good morning, John. I think that the first two positions in New Hampshire were pretty clear. I think mm-hmm. the real surprise was who's going to come in third. Mm-hmm. And the big lesson from last night, I think, is that Amy Klobuchar's resurgence and the really embarrassing performance by Joe Biden is really the key takeaway from last night.
I mean, Joe Biden coming in fifth and receiving no delegates is pretty stunning. I mean, he and Elizabeth Warren, both of whom have been the media darlings for many, many months, and Joe Biden, a well-known entity in New Hampshire.
I mean, one less than a month ago, he was tied in tracking polls with Sanders, and last week was getting 13% to 15%. He mm-hmm. literally just dropped, and it's quite a statement, actually, by the voters of New Hampshire.
Does anybody know anything about Amy Klobuchar? I mean, her performance on stage, she seems like a competent person in the way she carries herself. But does anybody know anything about her? Do you think we're in Virginia, so we're not being bombarded with all the ads that the folks in New Hampshire are? But what do you think of that?
So this part of this unique process where, you know, candidates can really drill down in two states and spend a lot of time there. And so people in those two states are familiar with her. And I think if you look at her speech last night, she was essentially trying to introduce herself mm-hmm. right to the rest of the country. And so she is somewhat of an unknown quantity in that regard. And yet at the same time, there are going to be plenty of Democrats who are kind of looking for an alternative to Bernie Sanders. And, you know, we'll see if anybody can consolidate that support.
I think it is odd that in modern America, new people who objectively don't have long resumes with lots of difficult votes that they've had to make, that those people are very appealing, and that the American voter doesn't seem to be looking for individuals with deep political experience, and they kind of can know where they're going to go on issues. I mean, Barack Obama is a perfect example, somebody who presented himself very well in front of a crowd, is an attractive individual with a big smile and a certain optimism in the way he carried himself, but not a long voting record, you know, outside of being in the Senate in Illinois. And now we've got Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar really being given a lot of attention here.
Yeah, a lot of attention. And you know, I would say, John, that up until the last two elections, you know, Obama and then, of course, Trump, traditionally, the parties have essentially, you know, gone with a fairly known quantity.
Yeah.
I mean, you always people have these, you know, bursts right out of nowhere, and then they fade away.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you know, that is happening, but you know, we can't forget about the fact that Bernie Sanders is clearly the front runner. He won 23 states last time. He won over 13 million votes. He's leading a movement, and you know, kind of like the last a nomination for Republicans, if he can win 25% to 30%, he can continue to win states if the field is large enough. And I think that's you know, that's a lesson here because he's very much a known quantity.
So what do you think the appeal is for Bernie? Is there a growing sentiment that socialism should be tried here? Is that the appeal, or is it that he's anti-corporation? And, you know, most of my friends who've worked for big companies who right. got laid off or didn't get a pay raise or just feel like they're stuck, they're not big fans of the corporate world and see some of the shady stuff that happens there. And right. What do you think the appeal is for him?
There's always been a strain in American politics about this kind of class-based appeal. It just hasn't been always that wide. Mm-hmm. I do think so. I think there's a fervor. It's hard to say how deep it reaches into the electorate, but there's clearly an appeal to that kind of politics. It's a authenticity. It's a choice of, let's say, revolution. You need to change the system. It's actually not all that different from Trump's approach, right? You got to change the system. You got to drain the swamp. You know, it's similar. It's just on the other side ideologically. The real question that I think is how far does it reach? And in what we know from opinion polls, he's got a hard sell to make as a kind of socialist Democrat.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren coming in fourth, do you think she's out soon? Does she have even a chance in South Carolina?
No, I don't think she has much of a chance. I think that Joe Biden's campaign is on life support. So he keeps saying he can bail out South Carolina and Nevada. I don't think Warren has a chance. I think that the clear alternative to her is Bernie Sanders, and I don't think she could overtake him. The only candidate who could possibly make a comeback is Biden, but he just doesn't look very strong, and he doesn't look very convincing.
Yeah. And then we've got news Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett have dropped out of the race, as if anybody was really paying attention to them, but that's the latest this morning as well. Dan Palazzolo from the University of Richmond, a professor of political science. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Yep.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.